7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and happy Memorial Day weekend to all of you. I know it's not the best weekend weather for a lot of you, especially those of you in the Northeast. What a crazy, crazy weather pattern we're in. It's like April. My house right now is 48 degrees, feels like 39, but I thought that was bad till I put on the Weather Channel, and the Weather Channel was showing snow in Vermont. 3 to 6 inches of fresh snow in the state of Vermont, snowing in New Hampshire, snowing in New York State, and snowing in parts of Pennsylvania. So we have a four-letter word going on here for the month of May. It's just incredible. And yesterday, for the state of Maine, the lowest temperature for yesterday, Saturday, was 50 degrees ever recorded. Well, we broke the record. We were 48 degrees in rain. Wow. It's so cold. I was looking at my tomatoes in the garden, and this is something that you don't normally see. So those of you that got a nice early start, got your plants in, my tomatoes are beginning to have a tinge of purple to the lower portion of the stem of the tomato and some of the leaves, and that's caused by temperature and excess moisture. Moisture is needed because it's been dry, but when you get evening temperatures in the 30s and 40s during the month of May, it really slows things down. So don't rush to get your plants in unless where you live you're in a nice, warm spell. But if you live in the Northeast, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, it's cold. And there's going to be some more cold weather coming. So take your time. Don't rush the season. And whatever you do, those of you that have had a lot of rain, stay out of the garden. I don't want you to walk in the garden at all. The reason is, if you've had an inch or more of rain in the last week, and you start walking in the garden, when you step in it, you're going to compact the soil. You're going to squeeze all the air pockets out, and that's going to make it more difficult for the seedlings that you've planted, for the roots to get out, and the plants to get established. So until we get some sun and the garden dries out a little bit, stay out of the garden. So that way you don't compact the soil. And as soon as the sun comes out where you live, fire up that lawnmower, because that grass is going to explode. It's going to grow like crazy. And I'm sure over the last few days it's grown quite a bit anyways. So, but get the grass mowed, stay out of the garden, and just prepare for a season where we don't know what direction we're heading in. We're colder than normal, we're wetter than normal in a lot of places. Parts of Texas are underwater. the tornadoes in the middle part of the country. It's just been a very, very crazy spring, and we have to take our time, look at the weather around you, watch it carefully, and act accordingly. My house in Maine, all my crabs, I had a beautiful white and a beautiful red flowering crab a week ago. All the flowers are gone. They've just come off the tree. Some of the rhododendrons, the small leaf rhododendrons like PJM, which is normally a tough, tough rhododendron, lavender in color, the Aglow and Olga, which are hybrids of the PJM. Again, the small leaf looks like an azalea, but they're hardy for the northern part of the country. With the wind and the rain, all the flowers have been knocked off. The lilacs are drooping over, and so we're not getting a chance to really enjoy all of the color of the springtime, and that's discouraging for me. You wait a whole year to see the lilacs and to smell them and to enjoy their beauty. Your magnolias are just getting knocked off with the wind and the cold weather. The cherries, the crabs are falling apart. And hopefully the fruit industry, your apples, peaches, pears, plums, and cherries, there were and are in bloom depending on where you live. But if we don't get some sun soon, there's going to be a problem with fruit production for the late summer and fall, because the bees can't go out and do their job when we get this type of weather. The bees will not fly on a rainy day, windswept day, and that will diminish the pollination of the trees. Some of it will be accomplished by the rain, but a good, clean pollination with insects that's their job, they can't get out to do it. Then you go further south in New York State down, and these creepy cicadas are coming out of the ground, and they're on telephone poles, they're on buildings. I mean, it's like an Alfred Hitchcock movie to see these things. They come out. They've been in the ground for 17 years. They come out, they mate, they lay the eggs, and they die. And repeat the whole process again. They're not a destructive insect, but there's a lot of them, and it's really creating a problem from New York State down, and it's just like a great big cockroach. But they're there by the thousands. So I don't know what's going on, but it is like an Alfred Hitchcock. And we'll talk about the cicadas during the program today and give you some ideas. And the weeds, I mean, for a lot of you that weeded your perennial beds and your shrubbery beds with all this rain, it's like you never weeded. They're just coming right back up again. The grass is growing really, really quickly, and we need some sun, because if we don't get some sun and some wind to dry off your lawns after 4 or 5 days of rain in a row, then you're going to run into a problem with fungus developing in your lawn. And in the vegetable garden, the same thing. Some of your tender vegetables, things like tomatoes and peppers and eggplants, and if you've put in your cucumbers and melons and squashes and temperatures don't change, you're going to have a problem with fungus diseases. Those of you that planted seeds, with the ground being cold and all the extra moisture, you may have to repeat and reseed again, because some of the seeds will have rotted in the ground. So you'll have poor germination. So take things in stride. Examine as much as possible and see what's happening in your area. And if you see the beginnings of spotting black spots, if you start to see compaction in your lawn where the grass has just been beaten down with the rain and it's all matted, you may have to get out with the bamboo rake and rake the grass to lift them so that the air can circulate around them. But keep an eye on your lawn, especially if you have heavy soils. If you've got clay, if you've got areas where pockets of water are standing on your ground, there's a potential for fungus problems in your lawn. And keep a close eye on it. If you start to notice discoloration, yellowing, spotting, then you've got to get down to the garden center, get a good fungicide, and apply it. And hold off on your impatience. Wet weather like this is not ideal. If we can help you, 855-660-4261. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Good morning and happy Memorial Day weekend to all of you. I know the weather isn't in your favor. Hopefully, those of you further south listening to the program and not New England are getting some decent weather and you're able to have your cookouts and your family parties and even get down to the beach. If you live in the Northeast, whoa, from Chicago all the way to Maine, Pennsylvania, it's just crazy. 30 degree temperatures, snow in the mountains. It's just incredible for this time of the year. I hope it's not a sign that the summer is going to be cold. After last year being so beautiful, we're really getting off to a rough spot. So the main thing that you have to concentrate this year is take your time with your planting. Don't rush the season. Continually inspect what you've planted and check what you seeded, because with all the rain and the cold weather, germinating, it could be the best seed in the world. The germination percentage of what you're putting in the ground is going to be off this year because a lot of the seeds are going to rot in place. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who do we have first this morning?
First up, we've got Bob from New Hampshire with a question about pesticides.
Bob, good morning.
Good morning. I was just telling, I believe, your son that I'm glad I got up early to speak with you so I could spot this woodchuck I've got roaming around my fenced-in garden. Time to get up. I have a hot trap. The question I called, though, is the garden I have, I seem to have acquired a lot of grubs, and I'm curious to know whether you can put a GrubX in that garden now, and I've got tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, onions, potatoes, etc. growing.
What I would rather that you use is you want to stay natural. And there's a company called Environmental Factor. And the reason I want you to go to Environmental Factor, it's called Grub Buster. And you'll find it in local nurseries and garden centers. If you go to my website, paulparent.com, click on sponsors, it will give you a list of where you can find the product. But what their way is to control grubs is nematodes. And they are selling live nematodes. So when you go to the garden center, they're in a refrigerator. And you put it in your bottle sprayer that you would put insecticides, weed killers. You can even use, I think, the Miracle-Gro bottle. And you spray it in your garden. You spray it on your lawn. And these are microscopic nematodes, and they will kill the grubs within a 2 or a 3 week period. Some of the chemicals are designed for the long term, and at this time of the year, the grubs are big. So some of the insecticides are meant for younger grubs, smaller, that they can control easy. But the ones that are large, they've matured, it's going to be difficult to try and get them with a chemical. So something like nematodes would be the way to go, and they will stay in the soil the entire year. So not only will they kill the grubs that are there, they'll still be active all summer long. They'll be multiplying like crazy all summer long. And when the adults start to lay the eggs in your lawn and in your garden, then the nematodes are there. And as soon as the egg hatch, it creates a small grub. The nematode is right there. It enters the body. It kills it. And it will keep your lawn free of Japanese beetles and other type of oriental and many, many other kinds of grubs that live in your yard.
It won't create a problem for the crop that's there now?
No. Nematodes are a beneficial microscopic insect. They will not hurt the earthworms in your soil. They will not hurt the beneficial insects in your soil. They only go after for grub-type insects, and there's a dozen or more varieties across the country.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults, and a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
It's Sunday morning, and we are here to help you to survive a very, very late spring. I know it's very discouraging for a lot of you because this is the weekend where you're traditionally in the garden, you're doing your planting, and you're enjoying the weather. Well, it's not to be this year, so don't get discouraged. Pick up your plants. You can keep them outside on a porch where they'll be out of the heavy, heavy rain. And when the ground is ready, then you can get them in. But don't get discouraged. Things are going to get better. You got to think positive when you're a gardener. It really does help you a great deal. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. You could live in Vermont. They had 3 to 6 inches of snow yesterday. It's still snowing in parts of Vermont. It's snowing in parts of New Hampshire. It's snowing in parts of New York State and Pennsylvania. So count your blessings, even though they may not be very big at this time of the year. Count your blessings. You could be in that snow area. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from Maine with a question about helping her grow room.
Sandy, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. It's Sandy from Belgrade Lakes. I have one problem with gnats in my grow room where my seedlings are in the basement. But I also wanted to thank you for helping to keep me on target with all the preventative stuff that you've been telling us about over the years because, you know, I'm not freaking out. My grass is really healthy because I've taken good care of the lawn and I got my peas and spinach and onions in early. And, of course, the garlic is a foot and a half tall, so that was in last fall, so it's very healthy. And I also kept track of the rain for 5 years, and we're actually statistically right where we're supposed to be, 6.5 to 7.5 inches since January. So you really helped me kind of look ahead and prevent things. And because of that, I feel really lucky that I don't have a lot of the problems that other people might. And I didn't rush to put in the beans and the cukes like I did last year. And so I'm not worried.
And last year was such a nice year compared to this year, too.
But in my grow room, I have some gnats that are in the soil, and I'm not quite sure what to spray.
Okay. The best product to use would be 8, Garden 8. And you can buy a liquid concentrate would probably be the best way to get rid of it rather than to use the powder. So I would mix the Garden 8 in your watering can, water your plants, and it will saturate. And 8 is a product that can be used on the foliage as well as the soil. They have a new Garden 8 that came out last year. And they found out that it would take care of a lot of insects that the only way they could be controlled was with diaznon. And diaznon is no longer available on the market because it's been around for like 50 years, and the government wanted to change and add some new products and safer products and products that wouldn't last as long. And Bonide Lawn and Garden has been working overtime, and they have an 8 granular product for the vegetable and flower garden that replaces diaznon, and it will kill cutworms, it will take care of wireworms that attack potatoes, and all kinds of cerulated insects. So that I think if you use that as a soil drench when your seedlings need to be watered, that should solve the problem for fungus gnats in your soil.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
I thank you, and try and stay dry. Hope for the best. Tomorrow's going to be beautiful.
I'm happy we didn't get snow. I really am.
Exactly. I know. I mean, it is 48 degrees. Feels like 39 in Maine. But at least we don't have 3 to 6 inches of snow like parts of Vermont and New Hampshire, New York, and Pennsylvania do. So that is a positive way to look at it. And we thank you for the call. 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give us a call. We have open lines. We'll get right up to you and we'll help you. Now, those of you that have planted your tomatoes and have planted your impatiens, you will need to buy either a product called Plant Doctor that is made by Organocide, totally organic, or AgriFoss from Monterey Lawn and Garden. In your local nursery, garden center, and feed store will have this in stock. Now, If you planted tomatoes in the last 3 or 4 years, they come in really good, and then all of a sudden, in late June, early July, they turn yellow from the bottom, and it works its way up, and the foliage just falls apart, and you've lost your plant. It's called late blight. And with all this rain, the early blight is going to be a problem. And this plant doctor, or agrifoss, is something that on Monday, if you planted your tomatoes, spray them. If you've planted impatiens in the ground and you had downy mildew problems last year, you need to spray your impatiens with either plant doctor or agrifoss, and it's spelled A-G-R-I-F-O-S. Now, this is an organic disease control, and you can use it on everything in your vegetable garden, on your berries, on your fruit trees. It was developed for the grape industry in France. Small company, had great results. It was purchased by a company in Australia. And the company in Australia worked on it, they improved it, and they are selling it to manufacturers in the United States. Now, late blight has been a tremendous problem from the Carolinas all the way into New England, west all the way to Minnesota, Ohio, Michigan. And with all this rainy weather and cool temperatures, those are the ingredients that will cause these diseases to go to become an epidemic. So if you get a chance today, go to your local nursery, go to your garden center, and pick up Plant Doctor or Agrifoss. Now, the other thing, last fall, we had a serious problem with this downy mildew of impatiens. And it hit all 48 states. Did not go to Alaska, did not go to Hawaii, but the lower 48. And every state had a problem with downy mildew and blight of tomatoes. Okay, it's the same disease. And over the winter, the major universities from the south and the north have done research, and they tried every fungicide that is available to the home gardener. They tried copper. They tried sulfur. They tried Bordeaux, Daconil, you name it, and nothing worked other than these two products. And that's big universities like University of Florida, Alabama, North Carolina, Rutgers University, Penn State University, and their agriculture research teams spent the entire winter. But get down to your local nursery, because it's such a widespread problem that these products are going to roll off the shelf very, very quickly. And you need to do something about it now. So on Monday, the rain should be out. And if you planted impatiens or you're going to, spray them. Spray your tomatoes and try and eliminate this from becoming a major problem. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Fort Smith, New Hampshire, with a question about mealworms.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I get a question. I got a garden full of mealworms, all the garden where I grow my vegetables. So I'm just wondering, are these good? Are they bad? Do I try to kill them? Do I let them do their thing?
Well, the mealworms are loved by birds. I have a friend who is a real birder, and she buys these dried mealworms and puts them in a bird feeder, and they go crazy. Where are they right now?
When I turn over the soil, I find lots of the yellow, the orange worms. So they're all right in the soil.
Okay. Now, is it a long, skinny, and a hard shell?
Yes.
And it's like pointed on both ends?
Yes.
Okay. Those could also be wire worms, and they will attack root crops like potatoes, beets, radishes, turnip. They will also attack some of the cold weather crops. Now, the only product on the market, and I'm telling you, it works, it is incredible, and it's not listed on the label because at the time they were putting the label together, Bonide did not think that wireworm was a major pest, so they did not add it for the testing. They have since tested it, but they have to wait another couple of years to change the label because it has to be approved by all 50 states, and that process takes a 2-year. So it's being tested. It will be added to the new label. But I call Bonide because I had them in my garden last year. And they went through my potatoes, and you had to peel half of it off, and you couldn't keep them. But it's Bonide 8 granules for the vegetable and flower garden. It comes in like a gallon plastic container. You shake it at the time of planting or on top of the soil, and it will destroy them. Garden 8 granules.
The sounds of a bygone era. What was once commonplace is now outdated. Kind of like most lawn care programs. Many of them merely treat issues like crabgrass and dandelions rather than treating what's causing them in the first place. Jonathan Green Lawn Care Solutions go beyond the surface to get to the root of the problem, the soil. Jonathan Green products create ideal soil conditions that allow grass plants to thrive. Jonathan Green calls it the new American lawn. With a powerful combination of organic lawn fertilizers and Black Beauty grass seed, you'll be on your way to growing a thick, healthy lawn. It's a more sensible and natural solution with real results. Take the right approach to a better lawn. The New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shumol by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shumol will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Well, good morning and happy Memorial Day weekend to you. I hope you're able to get out and have some outside activities where you live. If you're able to, congratulations, because it's not going to happen in the northern part of New England. We're rainy, we're cold, we're wearing long pants, jackets, and it's just miserable. Not great gardening weather. Hopefully where you live it is. If we can help you, if you're discouraged and you need some reassurance, the number to call, 855-660-4261. If you're looking for some help and you want people that know the products and know the plants, I want you to look at a Blue Seal store. They're all over the Northeast, and they are trained to help you to solve the problems, whether it's with the lawn, with the garden, with your flowers, with your fruit trees, and even with your pets. This is a very, very unique type of a garden center because they deal with plants, with the chemicals, the organic products, but they also deal with your pets, and they have the food that they need. And what's nice, if you talk to them and say, listen, I have a dog, he's overweight, they can help you to choose the right food to help to control the weight. If they have allergies, if they're puppies, if they're older dogs, they have all of the foods. They have the flea and tick control products. If you're raising chickens or other types of animals, they have all the food and the nourishment, vitamins that you need there. So, if you've never gone to a Blue Steel store. Today, it's not a nice day to be out. Go and check them out. But again, these are educated people. They're trained, and they will help you, whether it's starting a lawn from scratch, trying to kill weeds, trying to keep your driveway weed-free, gardening tools of all types. But it's a great organization, and if you want to go to their website, it's Blue Steel Stores, all one word, BlueSteelStores.com, and they have everything that you need to make your garden better. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jackie from Massachusetts with a question about lilacs.
Jackie, good morning and happy Memorial Day weekend to you.
Same to you. Wish it was nicer, but it isn't. My question is, I bought a lilac bush 3 years ago in Wells, Maine, a pink one. Just gorgeous, gorgeous. It's about 4 feet high, 4 feet wide now. And I'm not getting blooms. I have probably 6 or 7 blooms now, but they're not open yet.
Okay. I have, along my fence, lilacs. I love lilacs. And at one end of my property, I started a lilac garden. I haven't finished it. And it's on the agenda for this year. But I do have, and I'm thinking you may have the same one. It's called James McFarlane. And it is a pink. Mm-hmm. And like you, mine are in bud because it's a later flowering variety. And the leaf has got a different shape. The leaf on the James McFarlane is longer, narrower, and kind of crinkly. So it's possible that that's the variety that you have.
Right.
Now, this is what I want you to do. First of all, they love the sun, so it's got to be planted in a sunny location. Secondly, lilacs love a sweet soil, and you can never over-apply either wood ash, lime, or you can buy something like Magic Cal from Jonathan Green, or Turf Turbo from Bonide, and that's what I would do. I would lime that plant, wood ash, or use the new lime substitute products, and it will come. Mine is about 6 feet tall now, and every year I get more and more blooms, but I lime them spring and fall. So try that, and I guarantee you, you'll see more flowers.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.